939.
He likes leaving the whole trip, and now he doesn't want to get off.
All right, 939. I'm assuming you've made pretty good announcements on the bus, let him know that it's the end of the line, he needs to get off.
Oh, I did like 10 times. My voice is hurting me now. I can't even talk anymore. He doesn't want to respond at all.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, let's not do that anymore then. Would you be able to maybe, I don't know where he's located on the bus, if it's a safe location for you to maybe step off and kind of pound on the window near him, not right where he is, but kind of near him and see if that rouses him. But, you know, if he's on the street side, don't do it. I don't want you to get hit by a car, only if he's on, like, the right side of the bus.
Yeah, I can try to do that. That's all right. Give me just 1 minute.
Okay, and real quick before you do that, go ahead and give me a description of him.
But I think he's awake. He heard me when I tried to wake him up, and he pretended like he's sleeping. So he knows what's going on around him, but he just doesn't want to respond.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, go ahead and give me a description of him, okay?
He have a blue hat and black jacket.
Okay, copy that. Do you happen to have a race for him, maybe? An age?
And the black pants and the black shoes, and he's white, male, around the 50s.
All right, copy that. And I know you said he seems like he is awake, just kind of ignoring you. So it seems like he's breathing okay and everything?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. And he know that he's here at the last stop, but he, like, ignoring me.
All right, copy that. Yeah, if you're able to, go ahead and just step off the bus and kind of, like I said, bang on the window near him. Don't get close to him or anything like that. Just bang on the window kind of near him. And then we do have a supervisor headed your way. If he does decide to get off the bus, go ahead and send me a ready for service, okay?
Copy that. Thank you.
And you are welcome at 208.